marketing services orders of $50 or more. Sounds like you got at least one thing on your holiday list. Staples. It's pro time. Exclusions apply. Ends 12/2/17.
From the studio that brought you Miracles from Heaven and Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs comes the star.
That light, that's the star.
This is where it's been leading me.
We've come to honor the new king.
What's his name?
His name is Jesus.
Experience the family event of the holiday season.
Do you guys like frankincense? I never know what to get.
The Star. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. In theaters November 17th. For tickets and showtimes, go to thestarmovie.com.
Fear and frustration in a Tampa, Florida neighborhood after a serial killer apparently strikes again.
But I can tell you, you have my word, we are working and we are trying, and I very much appreciate your support.
That's the police chief addressing Seminole Heights residents after yesterday's murder of 60-year-old Ronald Felton, shot and killed as he was walking to a church. Police believe the same person killed three other people within a 10-day span last month. Unlike in those cases, this time, several people reported seeing a man running from the scene of the shooting, so police now feel they have something to go on. Three UCLA basketball players arrested in China on suspicion of shoplifting are back in Los Angeles. The three flew into LAX from Shanghai yesterday, never talked to the throng of reporters waiting for them. The players are expected to make a statement, though, today. They'd been detained last week on suspicion of stealing sunglasses from a store while UCLA was in China for a game against Georgia Tech. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, it's Brandon. For years, I couldn't get to sleep, and then I found MyPillow, and my sleep trouble went away. MyPillow works, and if you care about getting a good night's sleep, you'll get one today. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-951-8175 and ask for the radio listener special. Use promo code USA, and you will now get 50% off of two MyPillow premium pillows and two Go Anywhere pillows. Call 800-951-8175 or go to MyPillow.com and use promo code USA to get this unbelievable offer. Don't lose another night of good sleep.
North Korea's take on the president's Asian visit? That he's a coward who deserves to die. Pyongyang state media ripping President Trump today for insulting dictator Kim Jong-un. Trump had tweeted he never called Kim short and fat, even though Kim called him an old lunatic. Now an editorial in the familiar over-the-top style of that isolated communist state media also insulted Trump for not visiting the heavily fortified area that separates the two Koreas, the DMZ, the paper calling him a coward, for canceling a planned flight to the DMZ. It was called off because of bad weather. A 9-year-old boy in Danbury, Connecticut, credited with saving the life of his baby sister, Sarah Lee Kessler, has details.
What a hero he is. Saw the baby choking, told his mom not to panic, and called 911.
Yeah, she isn't breathing and she isn't making any noises.
A dispatcher told the 9-year-old exactly what to do.
Place your hand on the baby's forehead, your other hand underneath the baby's neck and shoulders, then slightly tilt the head back.
He did, and saved his one-month-old sister.
The baby's breathing now.
Yeah, she's breathing.
Okay.
The baby's doing fine now, and the boy, well, he's basking in praise.
And officials on Puerto Rico says half the island's power should be back today. Find us online anytime or at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
It's time for the Staying Young Show, brought to you exclusively by Executive Medicine of America. Everything you need to know about staying young and staying healthy. Visit us online at StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Now, here's your host, health and wellness expert Judy Gammon, along with Drs. Walter Gammon and Mark Anderson.
All right, you're probably sitting there today, you're sniffling away, and you're going to be very relieved to know that our entire topic today is about, I heard you clear your throat, you got it, allergies. And later this hour, we have coming on our show with us Dr. Earl Mindell. He's the author of the book, What You Must Know About Allergy Relief. I mean, he's really highly decorated, so I'm excited to have him on. He's got like 20 books.
Make him sound like a Christmas tree.
What?
He's really highly decorated.
It's kind of funny. Okay, allergies in general. What do you think about the different parts of the country? I know in Texas, where we are, man, sometimes allergies can just really throw you.
Well, last year I was interviewed by a radio station in the Northeast, and they were having an unusual amount of allergies. And this has continued through a lot of the country. We're suffering from a tsunami of pollen, and most of it is related to global warming. Whatever the cause of global warming, we are having global warming. It's a fact. Global warming means more plants, more pollen, more allergies, more asthma, and more allergy-related problems.
Because things don't die off in the cold.
They don't die off in the cold, and when it is warm, they're producing more pollen. Mm. Produces beautiful flowers, but more pollen.
Well, you know, it's interesting to me that some people like will move to other states, especially when they retire, because they're like, I can live in Arizona, but I can't live in wherever because the allergies there, or there's particular allergies that are more prominent in different parts of the world. Like when I went to New Mexico, there was a particular part of New Mexico where I went, and there was so much pine, I thought I was going to die. I was like sniffling. It was like I had a cold or something.
Well, I think another contributing factor is somewhat to that is the mobility of our population. I mean, people move a lot. So, I mean, we know that if people grow up in an area and they're exposed to a lot of these indigenous plants early in their life, when their immune system's developing, they're less likely to develop allergies. But then they uproot and go off to college and take their first job and move here and move there. And,
yep.
You know, one group that I see that has a significant problem with our North Texas allergies are folks that have immigrated to the United States from Asia. You know, they've never been exposed to not just kind of
ragweed,
the stuff that's indigenous to North Texas,
cottonwood,
but any of this stuff. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they suffer a lot. They're a lot of times very sick.
Well, how do you know the difference as a doctor when a patient comes to you guys and they say, I think I have a cold? How do you know if it's a cold or it's allergies or a sinus infection? I mean, a lot of times these things can present very similar.
Yes, it's true. And sometimes people have infections on top of allergies. But a typical scenario is they come in, doc, I've been coughing and sniffling for a month. Can I have an antibiotic? Well, have you had a fever? No. Do you feel sick? No. I'm just coughing and congested. That's going to be allergies almost even before you examine them. But a careful examination, including looking inside the nose, will often differentiate the two
it's
very nicely.
Because it's red and you see the clear drainage?
Well, with allergies, you have the lining of the nose is pale pink and boggy, whereas with an infection, it's going to be a deeper, intense red. And you're right, the mucus is often a lot different with an infection versus an allergy, although that can be deceiving also. So you have to get the whole picture and make a decision. But a lot of people think they have infection when, in fact, they have allergies.
What do you think, Dr. Anderson?
I agree. I mean, sometimes you can walk in the room and you don't even have to touch them. You can look at them, and their eyes are puffy,
yeah,
and they're swollen and red, and you know they've got allergic conjunctivitis, and you're just kind of like, poor guy, man, he's just dying over here.
Yeah.
And, you know, we used to do it more often, but an old nasal smear, and you can stain it and look for eosinophils and, you know, kind of confirm the diagnosis in the office pretty easily if you need to.
Well, Well, not all allergies are environmental. They're not all from trees and this, that, and the other. Sometimes they can be from different foods you eat. I was actually at breakfast with somebody, a colleague of mine, and she was complaining that, you know, I can't believe how I feel like I've had allergies forever and I never used to have these. And I'm sitting there and I'm watching her pour milk in her coffee and she's got cheese on her eggs. And I said, well, you think you should give up? You've ever thought about giving up dairy? You know, a lot of people have dairy allergies and they present the exact same way. She did tell me it's always worse after she eats. And she's kind of blew me off, I think. And then she 2 days later texts me and said, I just went to my allergist. He told me to give up dairy. I was just curious, when are you getting your PhD or your MD? I thought that was really funny because it's something we just see a lot of. And this is real common in kids. And I don't know why they don't have more pediatricians and family docs telling the kids to go off of dairy when we know dairy can actually present very much like allergies.
And what you're talking about are food allergies, food sensitivities. All these things can cause allergy symptoms, but particularly dairy in children. So you're right. I mean, but it's often difficult to sort these things out. It's difficult to get proper testing for food allergies and food sensitivities. One of the tests we do, the ALCAT test.
I love that test.
It will tell you if you have severe sensitivities to different foods, moderate or mild.
And what they are. And it tests for a lot of different things. I mean, there's different levels we can do. But it's amazing to me what people will find out that they're sensitive to. They had no idea. We once had somebody come back, and they were highly sensitive to a particular type of lettuce. And it was the lettuce they were eating on their salad a lot.
Right. They were sensitive to romaine lettuce, and they were trying to lose weight, so they're eating a lot of salads.
And they were always sick.
And they were always sick. So in my case, I'm sensitive to turkey, and I was eating tons of turkey. Again, trying to keep slim. So, and of course, once you go off these foods, if you retest, well, the test will show you're not negative because you're not producing antibodies to it anymore. Some people are critical of these tests because they say, well, it's this way this time and this way another time. Well, it depends on what you do. If you avoid what you're sensitive to, obviously the antibodies will drop. Yeah.
Have you had that test, Dr. Anderson?
I have not. I'm afraid what it'll tell me. And I don't.
Oh, you're one of those.
Yeah. So, but it is interesting. I had a couple on my desk this morning, and it is quite common, quite often the case that the things that will show up over there in the severe red zone are the exact things that patients have been doing. I had a similar one that that somebody was sensitive to bison. And so to try to cut down on, you know, fat intake.
They've
been eating a lot of bison. And she's like, holy, you know, I got to cut this out. And I say, yeah, just go back to grass-fed beef and cut your red meat and all just kind of routine stuff. But, you know, these are people oftentimes that feel like they're doing the right thing.
Yeah.
And they eat healthy. And it's still not clearing up their symptoms. And so it can be an add-on.
And sometimes it's like herbs and things. We've seen it with herbs and spices.
Test 340 different substances
and
that are
tested for.
You
don't have to get stuck with needles, just one to get your blood. Okay, this music means it's time for Doc Talk. It's the time in the show when we're shocked that we found something in the news or we're shocked that it made the news. So this is really interesting. Uppsala University, in collaboration with some other research groups in Europe, found that women who drink tea, so these teetotalers, actually are changing their epigenetics. Now, this doesn't happen in men, but it happens in women. And specifically can happen in children, too, if women are drinking tea while they're pregnant. And we already know that tea lowers estrogen levels. But new research shows that in women, only women again, that there's epigenetic changes that take place. And they don't know if it's good or bad. They're not saying that these epigenetic changes mean that it's turning on or off good or bad genes. They're not sure. But what they do know is it is changing what genes are turned on and what genes are turned off. Did you read that study?
You know, I think that green tea, which is full of antioxidants, probably would be very beneficial. We know people that drink a lot of black tea, for example, people in the United Kingdom, get a lot of bladder cancer. So I think it depends on what kind of tea you drink.
Yeah, I think it does, too. All right, so if you haven't already done so, go take the survey at stayyoungamerica.com. If you like listening to us in your area, be sure to do that for us. It's only 5 questions and helps us stay on where you are. And don't go away. When we come back, we have our special guest, author of What You Must Know About Allergy Relief.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Hi, this is Judy Gammon with Executive Medicine of Texas, and if this sounds like you, you need to check out the world's leading non-invasive fat removal treatment. Cool Sculpting is an FDA-cleared medical procedure that freezes away unwanted fat for good without surgery or downtime. Call 1-800-910-3932 today for a free consultation. With Cool Sculpting, it's never been easier to transform your body. Call 800-910-3932 to schedule your free consultation. This is a limited time offer and it won't last long. Call 1-800-910-3932.
Results and patient experience may vary. While Cool Sculpting is safe, some rare side effects may occur. As with any medical procedure, only your Cool Sculpting provider can help you decide if Cool Sculpting is right for you. Our Cool Sculpting specialist can help you learn more about Cool Sculpting and what to expect.
Ladies, good news. If you have heavy bleeding or pelvic pain from fibroids, you don't have to have a hysterectomy or surgical treatment. Your fibroids can be treated without surgery, without scars, and with only a week off from work. And is covered by most insurance. Call 214-382-9229. That's 214-382-9229 or go to fibroidfree.com. Get relief from fibroids without surgery. Call 214-382-9229.
When it comes to your breasts, trust Solis Mammography. Exceptional experience and exceptionally accurate results. Solis Mammography offers state-of-the-art 3D mammography, so their highly skilled radiologists can really see what's going on. When it comes to your mammo, go where I go. Solis Mammography. So call now and find a facility near you. 866-717-2551. Or go online at solismammo.com.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investors, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Welcome.
Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Be sure to visit StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
We're talking about allergies, that's right, all hour long. And if you fought them off for years, this is your lucky day, because coming up we have Dr. Earl Mindell. He's the author of many books, but today we're going to be talking about his book, What You Must Know About Allergy Relief. And wait till you hear this guy's bio.
Scientists have been searching for the secret to immortality probably since they first grasped the concept of death. It's time for the Immortal Minute.
Today's Immortal Minute, we're going to go back to birth. We're going to take you back to birth and how important your mother's gut biome was.
It's always about the gut biome.
It is here recently. So the maternal gut microbiome during pregnancy, an article published in the American Journal of Maternal Child Nursing here recently in 2017. And what they did is they studied the changes that occurred in the mother's gut microbiome throughout pregnancy and the sequelae that this would have, mostly by affecting estrogen and progestin levels that altered weight gain and metabolism. And if they had a good diversity and made normal changes, the likelihood of a good, healthy birth and a healthy child were improved. So, you know, nowadays we see a lot of mothers who have weight issues going into pregnancy. They tend to gain excess amounts of weight during pregnancy. And this could be linked back to not having the correct gut microbiome before they get pregnant. And just as an aside, in Germany, they will take potential mothers before they become pregnant. And as part of their health benefits, they can go live and work on a farm for a month before they're pregnant.
Oh, I was going to say, you go tell some pregnant woman she's got to go work on a farm.
No, it's an option. They don't make them, but if they want to, they send them to work to optimize their gut microbiome by being exposed to the various animals and animal species that are on the farm. And they have their studies that show they have healthier pregnancies, fewer complications, fewer preterm deliveries, and fewer days in the neonatal intensive care unit. So it's a month, and the ounce of prevention or a month of prevention can cut down on months of cure.
Now, does the German National Health Insurance Plan pay for this?
They do. So you get to you get to keep your salary from your job, and they will make the arrangements for you to go live and work on one of these farms where they send it. These gals.
Wow. Can you imagine the health insurance in the United States?
Well, they've looked at it and said, oh, it costs less.
Unless you're in the employer.
Well, they're still getting paid by the employer for that month. But then rather than mom taking a month off afterwards because the kid's in the NICU and, you know, their whole social, I don't know how many months they get maternity leave, but it's a lot more than what we do in the United States. But, you know, from a medical cost standpoint, it's been shown to be very cost effective.
Are you guys ready for this guest? I got to read you the bio here. Dr. Earl Mindell's registered pharmacist, master herbalist, and college educator. He's also an award-winning author of, get this, over 20 best-selling books, including Earl Mindell's New Vitamin Bible. You know, that book sold like 11 million copies, I think it was, worldwide. Dr. Mindell was inducted into the California Pharmacists Association Hall of Fame, and he's on board of directors of California College of Natural Medicine. And, you know, this goes on and on and on. You guys might have seen him. He's been on Good Morning America, The Late Show with David Letterman, and he and his wife live in Beverly Hills, California. But today he's going to be right here on the Staying Young Show, and we're going to be talking to Dr. Earl Mindell about his new book, What You Must Know About Allergy Relief. Thank you for coming on the show with us, Dr. Mindell.
It's a pleasure, and I tell you, I'm in complete agreement with what you said. It's about time that the United States realized that we could be in the health business, not the sickness business.
Right.
And if we were to really educate people, especially about allergies and how to prevent them, I think we could save this country probably a couple hundred million dollars a year.
This is a good time to
conservative.
Yeah, right.
I will give you credit for being very conservative in that
well,
number.
Well, I was going to say trillion, but my feeling is that if people really went on a promoting health in this country, we could save the country $1.5 trillion unnecessary sickness costs.
Man, isn't that the truth? We really need to focus on health and wellness, and that's exactly what you did in this new book, What You Must Know About Allergy Relief. I'm curious, you know, you've written a lot of books. So what made you want to write this one?
Well, I actually co-authored it with a medical doctor, Dr. Pamela Smith, And we felt that there was really a need to educate the public about not only what allergies are, what they aren't, but how you can allergy-proof your home, your dog, your office, and then I...
your spouse.
Right, exactly. Then I came up with 60 anti-allergy and anti-asthma supplements that most people have never heard of, and it's too bad.
Well, you know, and why do you think people, like, don't know these things? I mean, you're really highly educated.
Comes down to one word, okay. Money.
Money.
Them who has wants more. You know, I'm a pharmacist as well. I'm telling you.
Yeah, you're biting the hand that feeds you right there.
No, I'm not biting any hand. I'm saying that we need pharmaceuticals.
Yeah.
But to the extent that we're, you know, there's only two countries in the world that can allow advertising pharmaceuticals to the public. That's United States and New Zealand. And if you listen to those ads on television or read them in the newspapers or the magazines or on the web, the side effects are pretty frightening.
Yeah, well, that's true. It's so true.
So, but there's no side effects for all intents and purposes of all these natural anti-asthma and anti-allergy supplements. Example one, MSM. I'll bet you if you ask 1,000 people in this country what MSM is, they think you're calling your dog. No, it's a type methyl sulfonyl methane. It's an anti-inflammatory a nutrient because most of the problems we have are inflammatory, including the sinusitis and all the other type of itis problems when it comes to allergies.
Well, the you know, one of the problems you mentioned, like the drugs, is any of these supplements, you know, I know some of the supplements there are studies on, and, you know, it may show that it works for a third of the population or 25%. But for that 25 or 30%, it's very effective. But that's not going to reach the threshold it would get FDA approval for.
Well, I agree. But, you see, I have to remember, there's very little money that's spent on research for natural substances because you can't patent them. And if you'll notice that most of the research studies about these natural all come from Europe or Asia. Very little is done in the United States.
And why do you think that is?
Because they can't patent the product. I mean, you take a drug and you can patent it for 20 years.
And
then
you can sell it.
While a natural substance, anybody can bring it out. So my feeling is that we should wake up to the fact that if you want to be healthy, you've got to work at it on your own. If you're sick, that's different. Seek medical advice. But what are we doing to keep people healthy to help them to understand how to ward off many of these problems? And, of course, what I did, too, is make the differentiation between allergies and cold.
Okay, I'm going to stop you right there because when we come back, I want to go through that difference between allergies and colds. We were just talking about that, but I want to get your take on it for sure. Mm-hmm. For our listeners, if you haven't already done so, go to stayyoungamerica.com. That's stayyoungamerica.com. You can find past shows. You can also find our daily medical minutes there, or you can find them on Twitter at stayyoungmedia. And we come back, we're going to visit more with Dr. Earl Mendel. He's the author of this great book, What You Must Know About Allergy Relief. And trust me, you must know what he's going to tell you coming up.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Many men and women are suffering from symptoms that are putting their quality of life in jeopardy, such as feeling run down and tired, moody, difficulty sleeping, weight gain, and reduced desire for intimacy. These problems are even putting many relationships in danger.
You'll be happy to learn there's an exciting natural solution available, BioT. Your body reduces important hormone production each year as we age. Hormones regulate things such as muscle strength and energy, mood, libido, weight gain, and mental clarity.
BioT uses a natural way for men and women to correct these problems by safely and accurately balancing hormone levels using tiny cardio-activated hormone pellets placed under the skin.
It's amazing that something this small can make such a big difference in how you look and feel.
The path to looking and feeling better can start now. Go to BiotBalanced.com to find a certified BioT provider near you. BioT Natural Solution for a healthier, happier you. It's the right choice.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Police releasing more information on the gunman who went on a killing spree in Northern California yesterday. We get the latest from correspondent Sharon Reed.
Authorities say 43-year-old Kevin Neal began shooting people north of Sacramento yesterday morning when he killed two neighbors who he'd been feuding with. He then stole a vehicle and opened fire at several other locations, including an elementary school. Neal was later killed in a shootout with two officers.
And police say they don't know the motive behind his spree, which left four people dead and 10 people wounded. The Republican National Committee is now pulling its funding of Alabama U.S. Senate candidate Roy Moore following several sexual misconduct allegations against Moore involving teenage girls. The former judge said during an appearance last night in Jackson, Alabama, the allegations are false and he's not getting out of the race. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for ProstateVideo.com. I've made many appearances on TV with Larry King. He's a well-known liberal. I'm a well-known conservative. We can't stand each other's political views, but there's one thing we both passionately agree on. We're both guys over 50, and we both know that 70% or more of guys over 50 will have prostate problems, whether they know it or not. That's why there are dozens of pills to aid with prostate problems. Millions of bottles sold each year, billions of dollars spent, but very few of them work. Most of these pills are missing one key ingredient. So millions of men over 50 are wasting their money. Not anymore. Watch Larry King's free video with his exclusive special report on why so many men are wasting their money and doing nothing for their prostate problems. Larry has experienced the remarkable solution. It's called Prostagenics. It was developed by my great friend, former Stanford quarterback Fred Buckley. Prostagenics is the only supplement that actually works for many men with prostate problems. Go to ProstateVideo.com. That's ProstateVideo.com. Guys, take it from me and Larry King. It could change your life. ProstateVideo.com.
Looking for the fountain of youth? You're in the right place. Welcome back to the Staying Young Show. Here's Judy.
All right, we've been visiting with our special guest, Dr. Earl Mindell. He's author of What You Must Know About Allergy Relief. He's an award-winning author of over 20 best-selling books. And he also was inducted into the California Pharmacists Association Hall of Fame back in 2007. So you know the guy knows what he's talking about. So I'm really excited to have him on the show. So Dr. Mindell, let's talk about, we had mentioned it, then you brought it up before the break, the difference between cold and allergies.
Well, actually, cold, flu, and allergies, people get them mixed up. The easiest way to differentiate them is, for instance, a cold can take, last maybe 3 days to 2 weeks. Flu can be from days to weeks. But an airborne allergy can be weeks or forever. I mean, you can have it all the time. Also, if you have a fever, it could be a cold, which is kind of rare. Flus definitely cause fever, but airborne allergies do not cause any fever. And also aches and pains. If you have a cold, sometimes you have aches and pains. Flu often, airborne allergies never. And I list the whole, actually I have about 15 things that differentiate colds, flus, and allergies. And many people think they have an allergy, but really it's an intolerance to something.
Okay, so let's talk about the difference between allergy and intolerance.
Well, say, for instance, you have an intolerance to a wheat type thing, where you have problems when you eat wheat foods. Well, that's an intolerance. Doesn't have to be. You're not allergic to it, but the symptoms are similar to what allergies are. Milk, example, you can be a lactose intolerant, where you can't digest the lactose. But then, of course, there's enzymes, lactase, that helps absorb or helps metabolize the lactose. Or you can actually go to non-dairy type of things, which is the easiest to. Otherwise, instead of trying to treat the symptoms, remove the cause.
Yeah, exactly. Well, let's talk about dairy for a minute, because I brought that up earlier before we brought you on. Talking about people that eat a lot of dairy and they're always having these allergies, and they don't put two and two together that their nose is always running because they're eating dairy.
Right. You have to remember that we have a big lobby in Washington, the Dairy Association, and they want people to think that the only way to get calcium in your diet is to drink three or four glasses of cow's milk a day, which is kind of ridiculous because no other species drinks the milk from another species. And the milk that you see at a grocery store, if you were to feed it to a calf, they'd die because it's been so highly processed that there's no resemblance to real raw milk. But anyway, I use almond milk, which is delicious. You can get it without sugar. There's a vanilla flavor because I have a problem with any type of milk products.
You know what I started drinking?
I ask, what about my goat's milk that I drink?
Terrific, but it's hard to catch those goats.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
I like flax milk. You know, that's my new thing.
We've been exposed to goat's milk longer than cattle, and so we have a better tolerance for
Absolutely.
It.
Any type of if you are have problems with dairy, then I would look for a dairy substitute. And what I talk about too, or what we talk about, is have a diary. And if you're an allergic person, find out what you're eating, because it's so obvious that something you're putting in your body is causing the problem. So if you eliminate that from your diet, you're going to eliminate the problem.
Mm-hmm. I was wondering, what's your take? We have our opinion. What's your take on the increase in allergy and allergy problems?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, I think we're becoming too clean, which is kind of funny, but we are
Dr. Anderson, you just validated Dr. Anderson, let me tell you.
Well, we're preventing our children from, having any type of organisms. We're giving them antibiotics early, which build up, unfortunately, can depress the immune system. So, like the Germans are saying, hey, go out to a farm where you get all these different natural probiotics, et cetera, and things, and all of a sudden you have a healthier child. Well, it's the same thing with us. I mean, you don't see, when I was a little boy, they used to have signs on people's lawns, keep off the grass. Mm-hmm. But that was the real grass, not the one today. You don't see that today. Nobody plays outdoors, or if they do, it's in a very controlled environment. And let's be realistic. Most of the time that we spend is indoors. So most of the allergy problems are indoors, not outdoors.
Go muck a Sol. It'll help your allergies. Yeah, one of the things, the common things that comes up, I got to ask the question, is about...
Wait, what did you just say? Go what?
Go muck a Sol.
What does that even mean?
It means clean up after the animal.
You sound like an Aggie right now. Do you really think everyone else knows what that means?
Anybody knows. They know what mucking stalls is.
That's fine, but it's not very realistic. Most people live in urban areas, and they don't even know what a stall is.
Right. And obviously, they don't know what mucking one is, so it's not going to be.
I was like, what did he say?
I know how to muck cards at poker. That's about as far as it goes.
I have another cute thing in the book about how to allergy-proof your pets. Because most people in the country have a pet.
Oh, man, our dog's allergic to our cat, I swear.
And by the way, dogs and cats can have allergies, too. I mean, you got to be careful of the so-called food that you feed them, because a lot of them has been highly processed. So read the labels. But I think that getting a, keeping your dog as clean as possible, getting a HEPA filter. We have filters in our home, in our office. In fact, you even get it in the car, because let's be realistic, you spend a couple hours in a car a day usually, and that could be a wonderful place for all kinds of allergy problems.
And people don't change their car filters, and they get disgusting. I mean, they don't realize that they're just recirculating all those pollens right into their car filter.
Right, and a little simple thing is, when you get in a car, don't automatically turn on the air conditioner or the heater, because that just blows all the stuff from the dirty filter into your environment.
Oh, open, so what should you do? Wait.
Open up the window first before you turn on the heater or the air conditioner.
Okay, good to know. I didn't even think about that. You know, the other thing about these filters, I was told that if you have like your car on recirculate all the time, you should, before you get out of the car, take it off, recirculate. Otherwise, there's water that, like, holds in there, and then you get mold. Have you heard this?
Yeah, that's tough, boy. When you get mold and those type of problems, I know my in-laws had to basically rip out their whole kitchen because there was mold in the walls.
Oh.
And that's a major problem. But dust mites are another thing, too, that I tell people. You should have, if you're an allergic person, get an air purifier, keep it in the bedroom, because, you know, you sleep 7-8 hours, whatever it is, a night in a controlled environment, and those dust mites and the other creatures from the dead skin, that they actually eat the dead skin, can
kind of gross.
Cause, well, it is. If you've ever seen one under a microscope, it's the most, it's the ugliest thing I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we've got about a minute. I want your opinion on something.
Okay.
When people go to the drugstore and they pick up these allergy medicines, one, what do you recommend? But two, I think they should put D, the things with D behind the counter. What do you think?
They're behind the counter.
Well, actually, the pseudoephedrine now is behind the counter.
Oh, good.
They were using it for methamphetamine, but
But I was saying for other reasons, people don't know it can drive up their blood pressure and everything else.
Well, also some of them can cause drowsiness, etc. But
impotence.
You know, my feeling is that we're overusing and abusing drugs like it's going out of style. And wake up, start looking for some natural alternatives first. And then if that doesn't work, then go to the drugs.
Yeah, so in your book, What You Must Know About Allergy Relief, there's lots of great things I got to tell people. You can pick up some of those alternatives he's talking about. And it's Dr. Earl Mendel, and author of the book, again, What You Must Know About Allergy Relief. Thanks for coming on with us, Dr. Mendel.
My pleasure. I'm coming out with a book, too, at the by January on cannabidiols. That's the relatives of cannabis that has all the benefits but none of the problems when it comes to cannabis.
So you don't get high on it?
That's right. It's not psychoactive.
That's good to know.
But yet it has all the benefits. So I'd love to come back, and I'll have my publisher contact you.
Absolutely. Okay, we'll be right back.
Stay tuned to the Staying Young Show. And remember, you can reach us via the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Do you have circulation problems causing leg pain? Are your legs aching and painful enough to restrict your normal daily activities? Sometimes it's from varicose veins. Sometimes it's from clogged arteries, especially if you're a smoker or have diabetes. Either way, the doctors at Precision Vascular and Interventional can do a full evaluation and treat the problem. They specialize in minimally invasive treatments for complex vascular and vein disease. With Precision Vascular and Interventional, there's no surgery, no scars, less pain, and shorter recovery time. Treatment is safely performed in an office or outpatient setting. It's even covered by most insurance. Don't suffer another day with leg pain. Get your life back. Call Precision Vascular and Interventional today for an appointment. Call 214-382-3200. That's 214-382-3200. Visit online at precisionvir.com.
Many men and women are feeling tired, moody, having difficulty sleeping, gaining weight, and have no desire for intimacy or exercise.
You'll be happy to learn there's an exciting natural solution available, BioT. These symptoms can be caused by reduced levels of hormones that occur as we age.
BioT offers a natural solution for men and women to safely and accurately balance hormone levels using tiny cardio-activated pellets. Go to BiotBalanced.com to find a certified BioT provider near you.
Are you ready to correct your obstructive sleep apnea without the use of that noisy and unromantic CPAP machine? Now you can. Hello, I'm Dr. Charles Powell, and I have been helping patients just like you correct their obstructive sleep apnea with an in-office, minimally invasive procedure. This procedure corrects the problem and offers a long-term solution. If you're ready to say goodbye to your sleep apnea and hello to a good night's rest, call 214-524-6333. Again, 214-524-6333.
¿Sabía que de cada 5 personas hay una que lucha con síntomas difíciles de salud mental? NAMI es una organización estatal sin fines de lucro. Somos empleados voluntarios. Somos la voz de la nación sobre las enfermedades mentales. NAMI te ofrece grupos de apoyo, educación e información. Nuestro programa educativo de Familia a Familia está dirigido por miembros de NAMI para familiares y amigos de personas que luchan con dificultad de salud mental. Llámanos al 888-803-8255. 3413. Recuerda, no estás solo. NAMI está contigo y no hay salud sin salud mental.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Turning back the hands of time is easier than you think. Thanks to the Staying Young radio show. Be sure to visit StayYoungAmerica.com or call 844-WELL-100.
Hey, this whole hour we've been talking about allergies and what you can do to get relief. If you're just tuning in and that's a topic you really want to hear, you can find the podcast of the show under Staying Young Show 2.0. You can find it on iTunes and lots of podcast directories. And as always, follow us on Twitter at Stay Young Media because we tweet out every day lots of health tips just for you.
It's time for Medical Mania Trivia. Who do we have today, Judy?
Hey, we got somebody in our backyard. Debbie's calling from Grapevine, and Debbie is a listener to the show, and she thinks she's going to do pretty good, and I think she's going to do pretty good, too. So, Debbie, here's how it works. As a reminder, the doctors are going to go back and forth. They're going to ask you a total of 5 questions, and if you get some right, we'll send you out some age-support multivitamins out of the Stay Young vitamin line. And for our listeners, the Stay Young vitamin line, you can find that at StayYoungAmerica.com. And if you're really good, we'll send you out some Lifeline stem cell cream and keep you young and keep you beautiful. Are you ready to play?
Absolutely.
All right, Debbie, first question. As a woman, you'll appreciate this. How many eggs does the female ovary hold before they start being released? 25, 300, or 500,000? How many eggs does an ovary have?
I'm going to go with 25.
No, that would only be 2 years of ovulation. You have over 500,000. Just think about the child potential you could have.
Who wants 500,000 kids?
I mean, I always wanted 6 children, but wow.
I know, right? Well, that's great birth control. Maybe we should teach that in the schools.
Well, although the ovary holds 500,000 eggs, only 400 get released during a lifetime. So okay. Here's your next question.
Who wants 400 kids? I don't want 400 kids either, just saying. Although sometimes it feels like we have that many.
Debbie, the next question is a true or false. So you have a 50-50 chance. The stomach. If the human stomach did not reproduce a new lining every 3 days, it would digest itself. True or false?
True.
Yes.
It is true. It is true. You have to make a new lining because of all the hydrochloric acid in the stomach.
Yeah. By the way, if you took this acid out of your stomach and poured it on your arm, do you know that it could eat a hole in your arm?
Absolutely.
Yes.
That's crazy, but I believe it.
Yep. Hydrochloric acid. So. All right. Alveoli. Alveoli can be found where in the human body? Where do we find alveoli?
If you don't mind me asking, how are you spelling that?
I think it's A-L-V-E-O-L-I. No Googling, Debbie.
No, I think it's the other way. No, oh, wait. Did you ask us how to spell because you were going to put it in Google?
No.
You're not allowed to talk to Siri either.
It sounds like something that would be gastrointestinal.
It's in your lungs.
That's a good guess, though.
The alveoli are the little small air pockets down at the very distal part of the lungs. So.
Okay.
Very good, though.
Well, going along with the stomach, here's your next question. Another true or false. When you blush from embarrassment, in addition to your face turning red, your stomach lining also turns red. True or false?
True.
It is true. You're obviously a stomach expert, Debbie.
I know, right?
Well, for unfortunate reasons, probably.
All right, fifth and final question.
She'll get this one right, because this is the easiest
question.
One.
Yeah, you have two intestines, the small and the large. One is 21 feet long, and the other is 6 feet long. Which one is the 6 foot long part of your intestine? Small or large? Large. That's correct.
It's kind of a trick question. Very good.
It's talking more about the diameter than
I know,
the length.
But most people don't know that.
She caught on to it.
But Debbie does.
Our board-certified gastroenterologist.
You hear that?
Now I feel impressed. It's myself.
Well, to send you a copy of the tape, right? We'll send you a copy of the rerun of the show so you can play for all your friends. Hey, Debbie, thanks so much for coming on. We're super excited to have somebody right out of our backyard. Debbie's from Grapevine, Texas, and she's a longtime listener and doing such a great job. Thank you so much. And we'll send those out to you, because you know what we're going to send you? We're going to send you the H-Support Multi, and we're going to send you some Lifeline Stem Cell Cream. So enjoy those two things. For our listeners, you can always pick those up at StayYoungAmerica.com. Anything you want to add about allergies that we didn't cover?
Well, I think the environmental issues in your home are important.
Mm-hmm.
You know, have a lot of mattresses have mites in them.
Oh, my gosh. So, mattresses are disgusting.
So having a vinyl mattress protector, pillow protectors, these are very helpful. Changing your air filter in your home on a regular basis is very important. I know I've been guilty of that, and I pull out the filter after 3 months, and it's just packed with dust and
oh, especially after we had the remodel.
Stuff.
It was like we were changing it every couple of weeks for a while.
Right. And then animals, I mean, if you have allergies, don't get an animal, but if you do have an
animal.
No, hold
on. Whoa, back up. I got to tell you about this study. First of all, I read this very fascinating study.
I tried to slip it in.
Yeah, you tried. Mm-mm. Now, you can get rid of the dog, but you can't get rid of the cats. So here's the thing. If you have a kid with allergies and you actually get a cat or a dog, it's the same as giving like allergy shots. And after a while, they have a stronger immune system and they don't have the same allergies. You just got to stick with it.
Well, if they survive their asthma attacks in the meantime.
Well, and kids that grow up in homes that have pets are much more likely to have pet sensitivities if the pet's indoors. So this is where they come up with the evidence. Some of the evidence that shows that things you're exposed to early in life, you're less likely to develop allergies to them later in life.
Yeah. Now they're doing, you know, I don't know if you read this study about foods that you need to introduce your kids as early as possible to different foods. Including nuts.
One at a time,
including nuts, so that they don't develop the allergy later. I read that.
Well, you don't want them eating nuts. They could
No, they could have like peanut butter or something at a young age.
Cream nuts.
No, you don't want to feed a baby with no teeth peanuts like that aren't like buttered up.
Anyway, the other thing about pets is keep them clean, keep them bathed and clean, et cetera. That's helpful also.
Yeah.
Because they bring in all sorts of bugs from outside.
And there's this like thing about long-haired cats versus short-haired cats. People think that long-haired cats are worse for allergies, but it's the opposite. It's the short hairs because those are what can go up your nose and get stuck in your nose.
That's gross.
Dementia Defender is swooped into the control room. It's time for this week's riddle. And Dementia Defender, who has no allergies, states to you that this Dementia Defender is brought to you by Smart New You and Dr. Charlie Powell. If you have sleep apnea and you're ready to ditch your CPAP machine, call Charlie at 214-524-6333. That's 214-524-6333.
There's also a link to Charlie's website from our website. So if you go to stayyoungamerica.com, you can click over. A lot of our listeners are having great, great results.
They are. Mark, are you ready for this week's riddle?
Ready.
Okay. An old man has been browsing for some time. He finally walked up to the girl behind the counter and handed her a book. She looked at the tag on the inside cover and said, "That's $4.50, please." The man handed her the money and promptly walked away without the book. The girl saw him leave empty-handed, but she didn't call out to him in any way. Why not? Send in your answers.
Maybe she was afraid of him. Is that the answer?
That is not the answer. Judy, tell our listeners what to do.
Okay, you can call 844-WELL-100. It's toll-free, 844-WELL-100. Or you can go to stayyoungamerica.com And on stayyoungamerica.com, there's actually a contact us for Dementia Defender. What we need from you is a correct answer. And if you get the answer correct, you can get a copy of the book, Age to Perfection, How to Thrive to 100, Happy, Healthy, and Wise. And that's an award-winning book. Now, if you're listening, you want the book, but you don't know the answer, then you can actually pick it up. Pick it up on any book-selling site, Amazon. You can find it at stayyoungamerica.com. You can find it anywhere. But keep listening. Come back next week. And we're just here to keep you healthy every week.
That's it for today's episode of the Staying Young Show. Don't forget to visit us on the web at stayyoungamerica.com or call 844-WELL-100. Join us right here next week as we bring you information that you can use. And remember, all the episodes are available as a free download on iTunes. Until we meet again, stay young and stay healthy.
Ladies, good news. If you have heavy bleeding or pelvic pain from fibroids, you don't have to have a hysterectomy or surgical treatment. Your fibroids can be treated without surgery, without scars, and with only a week off from work. And it's covered by most insurance. Call 214-382-9229. That's 214-382-9229 or go to fibroidfree.com. Get relief from fibroids without surgery. Call 214-382-9229.
Are you ready to correct your obstructive sleep apnea without the use of that noisy and unromantic CPAP machine? Now you can. Hello, I'm Dr. Charles Powell, and I have been helping patients just like you correct their obstructive sleep apnea with an in-office, minimally invasive procedure. This procedure corrects the problem and offers a long-term solution. If you're ready to say goodbye to your sleep apnea and hello to a good night's rest, call 214-524-6333. Again, 214-524-6333.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you in business, not a member of the chamber? Come to the Hunterdon County Chamber Expo to see what it's all about and meet other business owners. Enjoy the restaurant showcase and enter to win the door prize just for business entries. The chamber offers special benefits for new memberships during the expo. So join us at Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington on Thursday, November 9th from 2 to 7 p.m. Don't miss it.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provide sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Revival in Jackson.
This is not just a battle for Democrats and Republicans and how they vote on issues. This is a spiritual battle.
Five women accusing Moore of sexual misconduct when they were in their teens and he was in his 30s, and many Republican leaders still calling on him to step aside. This is USA Radio News.
Hello? Anyone there?
Hey! United Healthcare heading your way.
Thank goodness.
Lost in the giant Medicare maze?
It's so complicated.